Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for August 22nd, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of Markets Wiki and Markets Wiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Congratulations to Patty Schuler, Senior Vice President of Business Development at Box Options, for receiving the STA Women in Finance, or WIF, Mentor of the Year Award. A longtime STAC member and past STA governor, Schuler played a key role in launching the STA WIF initiative and has inspired women across the industry. She will be honored at the STA WIF Symposium on September 18th in Orlando, which marks the start of STA's annual Market Structure Conference. It looks like Miami International Holdings can push off its IPO for a little longer, as today it announced it received a strategic investment of $100 million from Warburg Pincus. And subject to certain conditions, Warburg Pincus can kick in some more booty. This will certainly help MIH in its aggressive growth plans, including building a diversified revenue stream across multiple asset classes and geographies. The money will also help fund the construction and fit out of a physical trading floor in Miami, Florida, for MIAX Sapphire, MIH's fourth national securities exchange for trading U.S. multi-listed options. The Securities and Exchange Commission has mandated the clearing of certain treasuries and repos by 2026, prompting participants in the cleared derivatives markets to prepare for this change. On October 15th in New York, FIA Forum, Treasury Clearing 2024, is a half-day forum at BNP Paribas' headquarters that will explore new clearing models and the practical implications of treasury clearing. Sponsorship opportunities are available, and inquiries can be directed to Tony Vitale Chan, Vice President of Business Development at FIA. Her number is 312-636-2919. FIA and FIA Japan are hosting their first forum in Tokyo on October 10th, focusing on key issues in exchange-traded and centrally cleared derivatives. The half-day event includes panel discussions and networking with over 200 industry professionals. Registration is free, and there are opportunities for sponsorship and exhibits to engage with the Japanese community. Learn more and register with the link in today's JLN. In the latest edition of his ongoing commentary, That's Why We Did That, The Business of This Business, David Klotz of MetroTrade explains the rationale behind establishing the Retail Introducing Broker, IB, despite widespread skepticism. He addresses concerns about competition, regulatory challenges, and industry decline, arguing that brokers still play a vital role in the futures market. Klotz emphasizes the importance of brokers in managing customer risk, compliance, and providing essential services like client acquisition and education. He also highlights the need for competition in the industry to improve transparency, liquidity, and market fairness. Despite industry consolidation and declining numbers of registered participants, Klotz believes there is still room for new players to contribute meaningfully to the market. Do you feel rich? According to a Bloomberg story, a 2024 survey by Charles Schwab found that Americans now believe that it takes a net worth of $2.5 million to be considered wealthy, a 14% increase from last year's $2.2 million. Baby boomers set the highest bar at $2.8 million, while millennials think $2.2 million suffices. The survey also found that the average net worth needed to feel, quote, financially comfortable, unquote, dropped to $778,000 after peaking at $1 million in 2023. Gen X respondents cited the highest comfort level needing $873,000. The survey reached 1,000 Americans aged 21 to 75. The Wall Street Journal published a story yesterday titled How Taylor Swift Fans Broke Economics, with the subtitle, Swifties have the same mental biases as the rest of us, making them reluctant to sell even at eye-watering prices. Taylor Swift fans, or Swifties, have disrupted the economics of ticket resale due to their reluctance to sell even at extremely high prices, driven by psychological biases like the endowment effect, status quo biases, or loss aversion. Despite tickets for her Eras tour soaring to over 8 times their face value, many fans refuse to sell, valuing what they own more simply because they have it. The reluctance to sell has made the secondary market for her tickets dysfunctional. The phenomena also ties into broader issues such as the political and economic scrutiny of Live Nation and Ticketmaster, which faced backlash over their handling of Swift's U.S. tour ticket sales. Here are excerpts from in front of FOW's paywall from some recent stories. ICE has achieved a significant milestone by becoming the first exchange to facilitate trades in European risk-free rate, ESTRA, options, marking a new phase in the competitive market for these financial instruments. Meanwhile, LCH's swap agent has added SEB as its first Swedish bank member, following the recent inclusion of Mizuho Bank. Transaction Network Services, or TNS, has expanded its U.S. equity options coverage by connecting to the newly launched MIAX Sapphire Options Exchange. Despite concerns over China's economic outlook, exchanges remain optimistic about the metal sector, with activity continuing to thrive. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were Navigating Regulatory Challenges, an interview with CFTC Commissioner Summer Mersinger from John Lothian News. Breaking Records and Comfort Zones, Rama Pillay Kilt Challenge Journey from John Lothian News. And Crowded Bitcoin Derivatives Bets Spur Warning of Short Squeeze from Bloomberg. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's that video from Rama. Breaking records and comfort zones, Rama plays Kilt Challenge Journey. In a lively interview at FIA's IDX in London, John Lothian sat down with SGX Managing Director Rama Pillay to discuss his participation in the FIA's IDX Gala Kilt Challenge, a fundraising effort that is part of the charity event Supporting Futures for Kids. The conversation explored Pillay's motivations, experiences, and the impressive fundraising success he achieved. Here's another video. Navigating Regulatory Challenges, an interview with CFTC Commissioner Summer Mersinger. In a recent interview at FIA's IDX, John Lothian News sat down with CFTC Commissioner Summer Mersinger for the JLN Industry Leader video series. The interview covered a wide range of topics relevant to the current state and future of commodity futures trading regulation. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's a special message from John Lothian News. LaSalle Street Move Scouts Forward fundraiser. On September 25th, the Pathway to Adventure Council of the Boy Scouts of America is hosting the LaSalle Street Move Scouts Forward event at the Chicago Board of Trade Building. The annual tradition dating back to 1971, brings together professionals from LaSalle Street to support scouting in our community. The highlight of the evening will be a Pinewood Derby race. You'll have the opportunity to build your own car or lease one at the event. It's a fantastic way to tap into your competitive spirit while enjoying cocktails and delicious food, while enjoying colleagues and friends. Your participation will directly benefit scouting programs that help develop leadership skills and character in our youth. There are various sponsorship levels and available to suit your preferences. The event will be held at Ceres with plans to move outdoors if weather permits. It's a perfect opportunity to network, have fun, and make a difference. Click on a link in today's newsletter to register. Here's a story from the Social Security Administration. What you can do to protect your personal information. With various reports of data breaches involving Social Security numbers in the media, we'd like to remind you about the importance of protecting your personal information. Some illegally using your Social Security number, SSN, and possibly assuming your identity can cause many problems. What to do if you suspect your Social Security number has been stolen? Identity thieves can use your SSN and other personal information to apply for loans and credit cards and open cell phone and utility accounts in your name. If you believe your information has been stolen and you may be a victim of identity theft, you can, and there's a list, you have to read the story to go find out. There's a link in today's newsletter for it. My comment, you can start with, and there's a link for a disguise. Here's a story from the South China Morning Post. The headline, online brokerage Webull targets young Asian traders ahead of NASDAQ IPO. Online trading platform Webull, set to go public through a $7 billion US dollar special purpose acquisition company SPAC deal this year, is gearing up to capture a new wave of individual investors in Asia as it intensifies its global expansion efforts. The company aims to ride its success in the U.S. market to vault to the top ranks of trading platforms worldwide, according to Anthony Denier, Webull's group president. My comment, building the book before your IPO is a great strategy, and Asia is a target-rich environment for traders. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, is Elon Musk the banker's Moby Dick? Not yet. His $44 billion buyout of Twitter has been painful for lenders, but it's not the end of the story. Call me Ishmael. The biggest question about an investment banking client like Elon Musk is whether he turns out to be a Moby Dick. The rare beast, the giant whales of finance. Multi-billionaires with a plethora of entrepreneurial and investment interests that have the potential to be a gushing spout of repeatable fees aren't easy to find. So when bankers spot one, they obviously keep pursuing it as long as they can, even if they take a few hits along the way. My comment, just as Captain Ahab was consumed with Moby Dick, banks can't resist pursuing Musk despite the risks. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was the corrected link to the FIA statement, FIA response to SEBI consultation on strengthening the index derivatives market from August 19, 2024. Second was a Lincoln Park mansion was once listed at $50 million. Here's what it sold for 8 years later from Crane Chicago Business. Third was the notice from the Circuit Court of Cook County, Illinois, Chancery Division, canceling the status date previously set for August 22nd for the member class action lawsuit against the CME. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first one is from Bloomberg News. The headline, Chinese stock markets head for third year of record delistings. 40 firms have already lost listed status so far in 2024. Forced delistings could harm investors, Shanghai Prospect. China's stock markets are set for a third straight year of record delistings driven by the jump in IPOs over the past decade and tighter rules introduced to weed out weaker members. A total of 40 firms have already been removed from the Shanghai and Shenzhen bourses this year through Wednesday, and another 9 have said they are also likely to be ejected, data compiled by Bloomberg show. That puts the total on course to beat the previous all-time high of 45 set in 2023. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, U.S. probes how Western asset allocated trades for client accounts. Criminal investigation set to look at cherry-picking scheme. Firm's veteran investor takes leave of absence amid probes. Federal prosecutors in New York are investigating whether a Western asset management executive allocating winning trades to favored accounts as part of a criminal probe into a practice known as, quote, cherry picking, unquote. The probe is being led by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan, which is investigating a trading practice that involves allocating lucrative trades to favored clients and less profitable trades to others, according to people familiar with the matter. The Securities and Exchange Commission is also conducting a separate probe. Finally, here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, Selling Financial Freedom, a Brash Breed of Influencers, Appeal to Gen Z Investors. Private jets, Lambos, and selling trading courses for £150 a month. Something doesn't add up in the world of the hustle bros. The blockchain boy freely admits that his world of financial influencers is a murky one. The 23-year-old Floridian, whose real name is Lucas Demos, has a TikTok following of more than 500,000, where he discusses cryptocurrencies and which tokens he thinks will rise and fall. Obviously, financial influencers have a bad reputation, which is somewhat well-earned most of the time, he says. You kind of get to see what someone's moral character is like. The videos posted by financial influencers online are often cringeworthy at best. If Pablo Escobar can make billions without computers and AI, how are you still struggling in this day and age to make a poxy 10K per month? Boasts 29-year-old Luke Damaris in a video in which he walks stiffly to the balcony of a Dubai flat set to a remix of the theme from The Godfather. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform upon which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated. With respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.